Are Christians supposed to be warriors? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Kevin Zadai with warriornotes.com, who talks about being a warrior for Christ.
I think it's a great thing in learning how to be a warrior for the Lord, because sometimes we try to do things in our own strength. And I know I have, where I just say, well, I'm going to go do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to do all these great things for God. But the true warriors really wait upon the Lord, is what I found, and seek Him and ask for direction. And honestly, He fights for us.
Well, I mean, you know, you're talking as if, yes, Christians are to be warriors. But to be honest with you, when I was a non-Christian, I didn't think, you know, being a Christian was a warrior at all. I thought it was kind of like, well, you know, you're a Christian. It's kind of just weak. You know, it's kind of like, oh, you know, it's nothing really action, really boring is what I thought. But when I became a Christian, when I experienced Jesus Christ in my life, and I realized there is a spiritual realm, there is spiritual warfare going on, and that we're all in a battle. And when I realized that, I realized that, man, we're in for action here. When you're a Christian, there's going to be action. And you're going to be a warrior or you're going to be hiding. You know, you're going to either take things down or you're going to be taken down. And when you read in scriptures, it talks about again and again this idea that we are warriors. In Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about being clothed with the whole armor of God. Why would you need that? It's not a show. Christianity is not a show. It is a battle to win souls.
And I think that when people come to know the Lord, they don't realize they're in a war until they've been a Christian for a while. And then they go, oh my gosh, you know, being a Christian is not easy. We are going to have trials, tribulations. We're going to have things that come our way and we need to know how to fight back. The Bible even says, submit to God, resist the devil and he will flee. Well, the devil is the one that we're up against and it's a spiritual war that we are in, whether we like it or not. And people who are in the world, they may not experience it to this extent. They're in the war, but they're pretty much losing and they don't even know it. But when we're in it, we have a chance to win and to fight back and to gain ground and help reach people through the power of the Lord.
I mean, help people. That is the Christian's job. And there is a real devil who does not want you and I to help people.
Yes, and Kevin Zadai is going to tell us more about this right after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by 32nd Avenue Cleaners and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Whether you need your suit, dress shirt, or dress dry cleaned and pressed, come to 32nd Avenue Cleaners to get the best dry cleaning services in Denver. With over 15 years of experience, 32nd Avenue Cleaners is conveniently located at the corner of 32nd Avenue and Lowell Boulevard in Denver. Call them today at 303-480-9647. That's 303-480-9647.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Kevin Zadai, and he has a powerful testimony, but he also has a ministry called Warrior Notes. And in this ministry, he's going to share all that he does, but he had an experience with Jesus at 19 years old, and then at 31, he died and came back. And so he's going to share with us all that he's doing to reach people now. So let's welcome to the show, Kevin. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's awesome to be with you.
Yes, thank you. Now, tell me a little bit about Warrior Notes, your ministry, and how it got started.
Okay, well, the name Warrior Notes came to me as being a warrior for Christ. And the Lord said, I want you to keep notes like a warrior would, and I want you to write for me. So actually, it all started with some of the experiences that I had. I started writing them down, and they came about into books eventually. So I have 8 books out right now, And it's a whole learning system. So I have the book, and then I have a study guide, and then I have a prayer guide. So there's three different books in each system. So I like to disciple people. So I want people to learn. I want it to be permanent. And so Jesus sent me back, and he told me that I need to do all this. And he asked me to write. He asked me to make study guides. And so the whole ministry is really based on the fact that I came back and I'm a warrior. And he said, I want you to train other people to be warriors.
Wow.
And so that's what Warrior Notes is all about. The ministry started about 3 years ago when the Lord told me that it's time to write. So that's how it all began.
Wow. And I understand you used to be a pilot for Southwest Airlines, and you've since retired, but the Lord has set you up in a place to where now you can go freely to reach people. You can go speak at churches, do your writings, and just really disciple people. How has your ministry helped the people who maybe have been lost, didn't know the Lord, or who needed help knowing more about him?
Well, the ministry is based on the fact that God has a plan for every person that he created, and that plan would be revealed by the Holy Spirit. When you give your life over to him, the Holy Spirit wants to open your eyes and your ears to hear and to see the plans that God has for you. So when I met Jesus, I saw that he had never wanted anyone to fail and that he had done everything that he could do. But now people need to know about Jesus Christ. So our ministry is Bible-based, and my website is full of all kinds of material that you can get. And also, there's pages where you can go and read my articles, and you can actually invite me to speak at your church, and I do conferences all over the world. And so my ministry is more about coming back and telling people about the Jesus that I met in person.
That's wonderful. And what's really cool about your story, and I'm sure it's in your Warrior Notes or your books, is that you went in for a simple procedure to get your teeth pulled, and they put too much anesthesia into your body and you died, and they didn't monitor you at that time. But God pretty much told you that, you know what, you don't even need to go back because you've done such a good job, but I would like you to go back because this would be extra credit. You're going to help me. You're going to reach people. And that must have been very hard. But how does it feel now reaching so many people?
It's profound. We see every service people come to the Lord. We have seen miracles. It really touches me to see that Jesus would care so much about people that he would actually send somebody back from the dead to tell them the truth. I told him, I said, Lord, you're so misrepresented on the earth. I said, you're so much better than what people say you are. And I saw that the red letters in the Bible are exactly how he is. And I said, Lord, you're just like the red letters in the Bible. I said, I want to go back and tell people about who you really are. And so that's what the ministry Warrior Notes is about. It's about explaining to people what it's really like to talk to Jesus and hear the plan that he has for everyone. Mm-hmm. I was sent back to talk to people. I've seen their lives change forever. And this is the other thing. He said that I would have fruit that lasts, according to John 15. So I actually see people changed, and it's permanent, where they start to walk with God. It's like a supernatural impartation. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Amen. Tell me about prayer. How important is prayer and believing when you're praying?
When you pray, here's what Jesus told me. He said, listen, if you knew you weren't going to get what you asked for, would you still ask for it? Why would you waste time praying if you weren't going to get it? And I go, yeah, you're right, because I'm kind of like most people. I just want to get it done, and I don't want to waste time. You know, I'm not just doing it to do it. And he said, but how would you like it if you understood prayer to the point where your prayers would be answered? And I said, I would love that. So actually, there's a book coming out soon, and it's called Praying from the Realms of God. It's about prayer, and it's a pretty big book, but it teaches you how to pray. And Jesus told me, he said, Kevin, you should pray as though you're going to get it.
Wow. And when you pray as though you get it, have you seen mountains move? I mean, have you seen those prayers get answered now more than before you had this encounter with Jesus?
Yes, and even literally, like I said, Lord, I want to see even more people saved in each of my meetings, because I travel hours and hours across different continents, And just since I've been praying and believing God, I said, Lord, I just want to see people healed. I've seen people healed just because I asked God to start stretching forth his hand and confirming his word with signs and wonders. And I've seen people get healed now. Mm-hmm. We had 9 people in Colorado Springs get healed just last month. And I didn't touch anybody. I just said, Lord, I want you to heal people tonight. Stretch forth your hand and start healing people. And people got touched without anyone touching them except Jesus. Mm-hmm. The same with salvations. I just came from a meeting where we saw 21 people in 2 days give their lives to the Lord. This is the kind of thing I'm asking God to help me reach the world with what I was told. Mm-hmm. It's in the Bible, but I have seen my prayers answered now. Like, can you imagine thinking of something that comes up out of your heart, and then the next thing you know, it's being given to you, and you haven't even uttered it yet.
Yeah.
That's the kind of relationship that Jesus wants us to have with him, where we're not seeking these things. We're seeking the kingdom first, and then all these things are added to us, according to Matthew 6:33. Yeah. And so that's the kind of prayer that I'm getting into now, where you can pray, but your prayers are coming from your heart, and it's being revealed to you what God's intention is.
Amen. Well, you know, there are people listening who want to invite you either to speak at their church, or they want to get one of your books. Where can people get a hold of you at?
Well, I have a website called warriornotes.com, and it's got all kinds of tabs on it at the top, and you can select one of those. It says invite Kevin, and you can go there and you can send an email to my staff and they will book me. So you can do that. And then, of course, I have a meeting tab. So if you want to come see me and hear me speak and tell some of these amazing testimonies that I have about Jesus, you can actually click on that and it gives my whole schedule. I do 2 or 3 meetings a month in different countries and also in the United States. Mm-hmm. And so you can come and hear me.
Praise God. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Kevin. Again, if you guys want to get a hold of Kevin, hear him speak or his books, go to warriornotes.com. That's warriornotes.com. God bless you, Kevin, and all the ministry you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. We love you. Thank you.
We love you too. Thank you.
Father God, we just thank you again so much for this ministry and the work that they're doing. But all those who are listening, remember, you are in a fight. This is a spiritual warfare, and you're in a fight, whether you know it or not. God is actually trying to equip you or to give you supplication. And so when you ask, don't ask as if you weren't going to get it. Ask as if the battle was the Lord's, and when you need the supplies, he will richly supply it to you. Father God, we just call out to your name right now. And I just sense that there's somebody, maybe even a minister or a preacher who's listening right now, and they don't feel like they're getting the supplication. They're not getting their prayers answered. Know that your prayers are going to be answered. And Father, we just call upon you and we thank you. I pray you would increase faith and help us to realize that those prayers are heard as we wait faithfully upon you. In Jesus' mighty name.
God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.